The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends in Christ and his church, my name is Deacon Chuck Amsbury. I'm assigned to this parish. It's a kind of a coming home for me. I met some of you years ago. You were great people back then. You still are. You were just a little bit older when we first met. But so I wanted to share a little bit about my life. I'm assigned to this parish now. So thank the Lord as he guides us in our lives. In our gospel today from Mark chapter 13, Jesus observes the rich putting lots of money into the synagogue treasury so to be noticed by others. And then the humble poor widow puts in two small coins. Jesus said that she made the best offering. In Jesus' words, "They contributed from their surplus wealth, but she from her poverty has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." What does this humble widow teach us about our vocations in life? As Father mentioned, we celebrate and pray National Vocations Awareness this week in our U.S. church. Just like the widow, God asks us to give all that we have and all that we are to our particular vocation. Our primary vocation, one that we all share, is to become holy, to become friends with Jesus, to seek to grow closer to Jesus during our earthly lifetimes, and to reach heaven someday. There are very many secondary vocations we have along this primary one of becoming holy with the Lord. The church recognizes these various states of life: ordination for bishops, priests, deacons, marriage and family. We would not be here without marriage and family. Religious and consecrated life, and the single state. We ask God to guide us to our own vocations for holiness and service within our lives and to help us persevere in our vocations once we've chosen them. May God bless our parish vocations committee and their good work in this area. From our parish, please pray for those now discerning religious life: Casey Collins, a young woman, discerning with the Society of Mary with the St. John Society from Argentina; Daniel Rodriguez, discerning with the neo-catechumenate community; also from our parish, now living a religious vocation, Sister Carolyn Joseph, praying and serving with the Carmelite convent in Eugene; Regina Dibb, she is a consecrated virgin living, praying and serving at St. Cecilia Parish; now serving as priest, Monsignor Pat Brennan, a classmate of mine from the seminary, went to St. Cecilia School years ago. And some of you may know Father Timothy Furlow, who was a parishioner here, now a pastor at St. Patrick's, Portland. Father Tony Galati was also here for a while. He's serving as a priest, newly ordained at Holy Trinity Church north of us. Well, my own vocation, I'm a married deacon, so my vocation in life combines both marriage and diaconate, serving as a deacon. Maybe the Lord figured I needed extra help to make it home to heaven, so I have two. My vocational journey is long, as is my life, and full of God's guidance, graces, and mercy for me. I'm the oldest of eight sons. My parents had a strong faith. We speak of the domestic church, the church in the home. It's crucial that the parents share with their children the gift of faith. Catholic schools are helpful, but it's in the home that really the souls are formed as best we can. I had that. I was blessed by that. My youngest of the eight sons is Father John Amsbury, who's on fire and serving the Lord. My parents, again, so blessed by parents. And from 1969 to 1977, I was discerning diocesan priesthood at Mount Angel Seminary. So I was in kind of really close to the Abbey and that rhythm of monastic life, and that's been a great blessing for me and the education I received there. Towards the end of my time there, my 8 years, I was discerning out. Lord, I want to serve you, but it's not as a priest. And it was a difficult time. Leaving the seminary and not really having a plan B. I referred to that period of my life as wondering and wandering and praying. My dear dad, he said this something to me. Sometimes people say things to you and they walk off and you just keep thinking about what they said, like God is just speaking to this person. And so I was leaving seminary, not know exactly what to do, and my dad said this to me, that God doesn't waste anything. God doesn't waste anything. So if we're trying to serve the Lord and seeking and praying, everything, all of our experiences will be used. There's nothing wasted. I was still praying and discerning between marriage and priesthood. And finally, the Lord revealed to me that I was to be married. So at age 37, I married Carol on October 1st, 1988. October 1st, the little flower, Therese. So she's important in our marriage. We were married at St. Joseph's Church in Salem. My first job to support my wife and growing family in marriage was here at St. Cecilia Parish, began here in 1988. While we were here, both of our sons were born. We have two sons and a daughter. And my first year was with Father Charles Borrell, and the next 2 years here was with Monsignor Dennis O'Donovan. I was a blessed to come here. I mean, it's not like I chose St. Cecilia's. I know I would mention this, Chuck Shikani and Chuck Moore. We would used to get together. I don't know which one started. We're the three Chucks. And so we were at Coffee and Donuts or something. I think Chuck Moore would always say, oh, there's the three of us. We're triple Chucking today. And I remember Chuck Shikani, we had our first one, Francis. And when you're a new parent, it's like, oh my gosh, I hope I don't break the baby, or especially Carol was concerned about that. And Chuck Shikani said, and I was holding Francis very carefully, and we were at Coffee and Donuts, and Chuck Shikani said, it's okay, if you drop them, they'll bounce, So I told Carol that, but she didn't believe me, so I had to keep holding. But my thought was when I, at other parishes, I would find out when confessions were on Saturday, and basically I could just walk right in the church and into the confessional. And I tried that here at St. Cecilia's, and I walked in just shortly before, confessions would start. And there were 10 people lined up along the wall, and I thought, this place is different, and that's good. People going to confession, really serious about their faith. Then after I left here, I did 9 years in public libraries to support my family. In 2002, I was called back into church ministry to St. Francis Parish in Sherwood. And the parish vocations committee here, we were attending Mass, and they had a parish prayer a box that you could pray for vocations. And so we applied for it, and we got it. The same week that we got it, Bill Blodeck, now Deacon Bill at St. Francis, said, they're starting the diaconate cohort. What do you think? And so it was interesting. We had the praying for vocations. By the end of the week, I had signed up to be in the cohort. 2 years later, I was ordained a deacon. Since I had the theology degree, God doesn't waste anything. It just took me 2 years, and then I was ordained by the saintly Archbishop Lasney at the cathedral. My classmates are Deacon Jesus Espinoza, who serves at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Aloha, and Deacon Marco Espinoza, who's with Hispanic Ministry at St. Anthony's in Tigard. We have a great class. From 2006 to 2015, the Lord moved me, a country boy, to downtown Portland, St. Michael the Archangel Parish. So I was there for 15 years, a blessing to keep growing, praying, and learning more about how to serve God. And then now at age 70, you don't really retire from ministry, so I'm, quote, retired, but not. And God brought Carol and I back to St. Cecilia's. And it's a wonderful parish, still praying and serving, wonderful priests, and thank the Lord for that gift. Our marriage vocation, Carol and I are now 33 years along our marriage vocation. Our three children are Francis, Anthony, and Claire. Yes, I like St. Francis. Our numbers 2 and 3, Anthony and Claire, are married, and Anthony and Stephanie, his wife, have two sons, Caleb, who's 4, and Connor, who's 2. When the grandchildren were born, I got everyday pictures from my wife of how cute the kids were and the latest things they were doing. And one time I asked her, do you remember my name? And she had struggled with that, but she came up with it. In our marriage, we know that it takes 3 to be married. You need Christ in the church, absolutely necessary. And our main job as a married couple is to help each other get to heaven, help our kids get to heaven, help anybody around us get to heaven. That's our vocation in life. So lots of prayer, couple and personal prayer. The sacraments, as often as you can, for Mass and confession as needed. Rosary, spiritual reading, Catholic media. Please realize this Eucharistic Adoration Chapel that you have is a great, great gift. Use it as much as you can, if you can. For the last 18 years, Carol and I have been involved with Teams of Our Lady, which is a marriage support group from the Vatican. It's international. So we work with other married couples to keep working on our marriages. We realized years ago, we need to do something for our marriage. What is it? And the Lord showed us Teams of Our Lady. It's a beautiful thing. We meet monthly and help each other. And now Teams is asking us to focus on missionary work to reach out to other married couples. And so I'll do that. Please consider Teams of Our Lady for your marriage. It's been a blessing to us. And if you have any questions about Teams of Our Lady information, get in touch, and Carol and I would be happy to share with you about Teams of Our Lady. My other vocation is as a deacon. I've been a deacon now for 17 years. It's a sacrifice for marriage and family. It's a game changer, the depth that you need to contribute to the church. You're not an outsider anymore, you're in ministry. So it's a sacrifice. And for me, I really needed to power up my faith. You can't share what you don't have. And so you need to be praying with the church, with the priests, with Mother Church. More discipline, the sacraments, praying liturgy of the hours, keep growing in our faith more and more, so to share it with precious souls. For me, I've had amazing experiences as a married deacon, to be at the graveside, to be at the hospital for a stillborn child, to be at weddings and baptisms, just to encourage people in their journey that the Lord is there, the church is there, and we love you, and graces will help you get through. So Carol and I are a deacon couple, and we have amazing friends that are deacon couples. We were recently at St. Francis in Sherwood. They celebrated their 100 years. Father Amal from India, he has a really long name. They just take the first 4 letters and call him Father Amal. He was there, and he kind of like looked me in the eye, and he said, "Deacon, I want you to put out the call for other deacons. We need more married deacons to help us in the church." So I do that this morning. If you have any interest in learning more about the diaconate way of life, that vocation, Carol and I would be happy to share it with you. Both in Teams of Our Lady or in the diaconate, I think the flow kind of goes from personal prayer into vocation, and then try to form small communities. This is a great community, but small faith communities of prayer, try to do that. And then within that, be saying, "What's our mission, Lord? What can we do to help save souls?" Our vocations. Dear friends in our Lord, the holy widow in today's gospel gave everything she had to live on to the Lord. Because of that, the Lord gave her the best life possible. Let us pray we will do the same. Let us abandon and surrender our entire lives and will to God. Let us pray for each one of us. Jesus, please guide and use me and us in this life. Bless my spouse, my children, my grandchildren, my religious community, all souls, and every person I meet. Please guide me into my vocation, your calling to me to serve you and others, and help me to persevere in my vocation until the end of my life. Help me to be on holy mission for you, for the salvation of souls. I know that to love and serve you and others is the best life I will ever be able to have, both now and forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.